celebrating.
Welcome to the Black Our Story podcast. I'm Sherry Thompson, also known as Mama Lou. Yes, that is toilet sanitation, and we won't talk about that today, but another day. Today, we have so many other things to talk about, but first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Yes, I do talk about putting toilets in schools and in restaurants and hygiene and sanitation. I was kind of happy that COVID came to Ghana because everybody learned how to wash their hands and sanitize. I was in my element. Hallelujah. Yes. And now we're doing other things. So I'm a former Made in Ghana brand ambassador, which means I'm still a Made in Ghana brand ambassador. I promote Made in Ghana goods and services, and since we've gone continental with the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, I'm promoting Africa goods too. Yes, I'm continental. In fact, I'm global. I can promote you if you're in the diaspora, you have a Black-owned business. I'm excited about our story, Black folks' story. Yes. And so we're looking forward to being able to be a part of a change in the narrative. We are changing how we feel about ourselves, how we see ourselves, and how we identify ourselves. So that's what I'm about. Let me not go too far because I could spend all day talking about me. You know, I'm like that. Let me tell you who I have in this particular studio today. Ooh, I'm so excited. P.Y. Adoboating, he is here. Yes, and he's going to bless the mic right now. P.Y., tell him who you are.
Mama Lou, Mama Lou. I'm happy. Listen, there couldn't be any other better time for us to be, you know, for you to be doing this, for us to be having this conversation than now. I am so happy to be here, to be doing this with you. This is Papayao Anan Adoboating, aka P.Y. Adoboating.
I like it. He has the long form and the short form, just like American taxes. Ooh, tax returns. You know, tax returns. Oh no, let's not speak about taxes in Ghana.
I'm telling you. I don't think. You don't want to go there.
We're not going there today. We might go there another day.
We might need 2 days or three weeks to talk about that.
Oh, no. Let's not do this. It's a revolution. Tell us about yourself, because you've done so much.
Yes, dear. Well, I was born, raised here in Ghana. Went to, you know, kindergarten, actually just down the road from here. And, Association International. Went to started school there, then went to Adisadel College for my high school.
Hey, a disco.
A disco boy, so the black and white boys. You know, you like, you love us, you know that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing though.
Yes, the best school on the hill. But then yes, you know, lived in Ghana most of my life, you know, then, you know, traveled outside, got an opportunity to travel a bit around across the world, but ended up in Little Rock, Arkansas to go to college.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we used to call that Arkansas because, you know, back in New York, we didn't know what we were doing. Then we heard it was Arkansas. I'm like, how did you get that out of that?
Trust me, it took me a while to get that as well. You know, but I finally got that, you know, that was a very good transition for me in my life. Because, you know, growing up here in Ghana, learning a lot about the diaspora because my mom was heavily involved in that space. She comes from the education background. But then, you know, guess what? When Maya Angelou was in Ghana, she was her chaperone. You know, she went everywhere with her.
Wonderful woman and of poetry.
I'm telling you.
And rhythm.
Exactly. You know, and when I was in high school, you know, we used to have folks come from the diaspora, from the US, to live in our house. You know,
you did that too.
Yeah, so we've had authors. And when I say, I mean black people, I mean African Americans, not, you know. But then anyway, so that was how I sort of got in tune to that connection. So when I went to school, when I went to college, you know, it made it a bit more easier for people like myself to be able to blend in or to fit in, if I to use it, right? That word, you know. But then while I was in college, I was DJing, I was learning more about American football.
He just touched the button. You know, I got to Ghana and like, this ain't football. This is soccer.
It's football in Ghana. It's football.
Okay,
please.
All right, okay.
Let's not get into that.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, we're not going to get into that today either, all right?
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
I like me some gridiron.
Some what?
Gridiron. That's what you all.
Right.
I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to separate the thing, you know.
Mama Lou. Listen, folks, you got to love this lady, man. I love her to bits, you know, and I'm very happy to be here. So that was quite a very good experience for me. I was very upset, though, going to Little Rock because everybody was going to New York, going to LA, Miami, Las Vegas, and I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm right next.
With the podunk folks. Little Rock, Arkansas. What did y'all do in Little Rock?
What's up, boy?
Okay, all right. I'm glad they didn't lynch you in Little Rock, okay?
Look, I have stories for days.
We might have this happen another time because I'd like to hear some of those stories.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? This is the Black Hour Story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcast.
Yes, it is.
And so I need to hear your story because it is our story, isn't it?
Exactly. So let me give you just a little
nugget?
Bit of... So
you give me a nugget?
A nugget, yes. Maybe two. you want some...
I want gold nuggets. It's okay. You'll propose later.
So I was playing the soccer team, and my captain is from... I think he's from Mississippi or somewhere. I can't remember. But we're going for camping. And guess what? We went to camping outside Conway. And where we were going, we had to drive through the KKK headquarters.
Yeah, okay. I can see where this is going.
And I didn't have any shirt on.
Oh no, okay.
You know, and it was quite surreal. It was all mixed up. It was a bag of mixed feelings for me because from the stories I've heard, and at this point, I was probably in my second year in school.
In college,
Philander Smith College, one of the best
HBCU. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yes, one of the best HBCU schools in the world. So, you know, driving on the road and I'm like, Trip, he's a white boy, by the way, you know. And then I'm driving down the road with him and I'm like, wow, so this is the KKK headquarters. This is what, I mean, and folks are looking at us and then this is in 2001.
This is our story.
22 years ago.
Our story.
You know, and it gets deeper because when we got to the camp, you know, this, what do you call them? The guys who are on the horses and...
Cowboys?
No, the cowboy, like he's a ranger.
Oh, ranger.
So... A ranger comes up and apparently somebody had called before we even got there.
To tell him that you was coming?
Yeah, I was coming.
Wow. We got similar stories.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. But that was quite an experience, you know. Ooh, you know, living through
being black in America.
Yes.
We got some similar stories.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Coming from Ghana, you know. But anyway, so I've always been in the creative space, you know. Growing up in Ghana, I used to go to a lot of creative camps because my mom would make sure we go there. I love basketball. I was playing here before I even left, you know, thinking I was that good till I got to my school.
In America, they know how to play basketball.
And my coach was like, "You're good, but you're a bit rusty." Man, that was quite an experience, Mama Lou. So, you know, fast forward, moving on in the creative space, you know, I'm a producer, I'm an actor now. I call myself a part-time actor, but I produce festivals, concerts, and now producing films, you know, and I have three films to my title right now, Coming to Africa, to be precise, telling our stories once again.
Yes.
You know.
Changing the narrative.
Exactly. So that's the space I find myself in, and I'm very excited to be here with you.
Excellent. Well, we're telling our story. And of course, we're here at Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future. That's what they're about. And so that's why we're connected up in here. And here we are doing our Africa whole Global festival. Because, you know, you mentioned the word festival.
Yes.
We're having the Black Hour Story Festival.
Exactly.
On the 25th
and 25th
of February and the 26th.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And it's from 9 o'clock. Oh, no. Let's break it down. 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's on Saturday.
That's Saturday.
Yes.
We got Josh Ansa working us out. Yes. Maybe he work you out. I'm going to be too tired.
Well, y'all need to be Josh, man. He will definitely work you out.
And that's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
We got him flowing and going.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the day, we have a maker's den where folks can learn how to put things that they throw away to good use. Put them in another way, another space, another format. You know, we call it upcycling. Mm-hmm. We like upcycling.
Right.
Yes. So we're upcycling. We don't throw anything away.
Yes.
We have food courts or food and a lot of food.
Exactly.
We're expecting food vendors to come and do well. We like good food, though. So you don't come with no weird stuff.
Yeah. Okay?
We want the premium food. Yeah. So don't
healthy
call me.
Food.
Healthy food, too.
Yeah.
You know, because we like healthy food.
Yeah. Yeah, cooking right.
We're all about health.
Exactly.
You know, you can't be doing just any old thing. You got to be doing the right thing.
Well, if we want to continue to live to tell our stories, we need to eat right.
Exactly. And then movie screenings.
Yes, we're screening
discussions,
movies.
Discussions.
Yes.
We have e-games. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
We're going to have gamers all over the place.
And local games as well. Owari.
Ludo. You know, everybody. If you want to come and play Ampi with the kids, you can do that too. It'll be jumping all around and carrying on. That sometimes that looks like, you know, what we do when we listen to reggae music in Jamaica, how we had to jump a little bit.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, we're all kind of connected that way.
You know?
Everything we do in the rhythm and the music and the song.
Absolutely.
That's our story.
Absolutely.
And that's who we are as a people.
Exactly. But, you know, we always save the best for last, right? So we're going to climax the day with some poetry and some performances.
Spoken word.
You know, and some performances for some amazing.
Bless the mic.
Bless the mic.
That's how
bless
you.
The mic.
You know, you started that thing.
That's, I'm the founder and creative director, you know, but I didn't do this by myself. This journey, we did it together with quite a lot of amazing creatives out there, like the likes of One Love, the Kubolo, the likes of Senadagadu, you know. I mean, let me just state this right. 99% of the talent in this country right now, that the A-list artist talent came from Bless the Mic.
Ah.
Stoneboard.
Tell the story.
Trigman.
Tell our story.
What do you call it? Manifest.
Ooh. I like Manifest because I like the name.
Exactly.
You know, you manifesting.
Exactly.
Yes, so we're here at Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future, and I want to introduce our director, our woman in charge of Africa Global Radio, Yasmin. Take it away, girl. Tell us who you are. Tell us what you want to do here. Tell us what you've been doing for the last, how many years? 10 years with this piece?
This actually is my 10th year in Ghana.
Wow. Drum roll.
Wow, drum roll.
Wow, wow. I got it. It's so funny how you kind of like pick up the accents and then you kind of move. But no, we are Africa Global Radio. Is very happy to be hosting. And you know, I've never called you Sherry Thompson. I've always called you Mama Lou, right?
Yeah.
So we got the Mama Lou and the PY in our house.
Yes, we're here.
We've got them in our house.
Yes.
And we are honored because there's nothing like being with like-minded people. We all have the same mission and we're on a cause.
We're on a cause.
And so Black House Story is just handing glove to Africa Global Radio's our story, our growth, our future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's it.
So,
and then we heard about the Black Story Festival. That was it. I mean, of course, we wanted to be, partners, media partners, because, you know, that's what we do here. We push and promote and produce
our story.
Positive narratives on
Amen.
Africa.
Amen.
Our stories.
Amen. I like
that. You know?
Positive narratives on Africa.
Yeah.
And
it's the resilience,
actually, not
it's
just
the brilliance.
Yeah. Realistic.
Yeah.
Because right. you can't just have just positive. You got to
yes.
tell everybody what really is yes. going on.
That's so, right.
You know, folks come here, you know, from the diaspora, believe in the hype. And yeah. they get in and they see that the pipe doesn't, that water ain't flowing through the pipe. You know, it's like, what do you mean we ain't got no water today?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean we ain't got water for 2 weeks? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right.
Reality check.
Yeah.
We have our own issues, yeah. but it's about
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And that's the thing. Number one. The diversity, right?
Right.
There's diversity on the continent, in Ghana, everywhere there's diversity. And our story, I mean, people like, I've often been asked by my team about the positive story narrative. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's not like we're holding our head in the sand and saying yeah. nothing bad happens. We know.
Yeah.
We know. In fact, that has been the line.
Right.
All the bad.
Right.
All the crisis.
Right.
All the all the. But we need to know more about the positive because actually, mm-hmm. we need more African voices telling Africa's story.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And yes. the mainstream are still the dominators of our story. And that's well and good. It's, but we need.
They call it Black history.
Yeah, we
his story.
Yeah, we.
Well, what's his story telling us? His story is telling us that we were oppressed. Mm-hmm. His story is telling us that we didn't have a civilization.
Yeah. Yeah.
His story is telling us that we didn't even have, you know, education.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's not. That's our story.
Yeah, no, that's not our story.
Not at all.
And the thing is, what we do here is we say, look, we know we have challenges, but let's be solution-centered about our challenges.
Exactly. Okay? Solutions.
Let's be, yes, solution-centered, please.
Yeah.
Not just rant and finish. No. Yeah. Where's it working and how can we adopt and adapt?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So that's our philosophy here.
Okay.
That's Black Her Story's philosophy.
Yes.
Our story's philosophy, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, a perfect partnership, and I've been on Mama Lou to bless the mic for we've been taught
it's about
like you need
it's
to be behind the mic
absolutely,
and so this was like the perfect time to start that journey, and we're really happy.
<You're clapping. laughs>
Yeah, and so we're gonna be there next weekend.
Yes.
You know, really just like documenting some of the nuggets,
exactly.
You know, and
you like nuggets too.
Yes,
I know. You can't say nuggets to him. He's thinking about chicken McNuggets.
No, I was gonna say not chicken nuggets because chicken nuggets aren't chicken. Okay.
But she said gold nuggets, so I'm not even thinking about food anymore.
Right. So yes. So it's really great to make a start
right.
of, you know, the Black Our Story Festival. And this is something that we really, I think, will really push to be sustainable. That's
right.
the whole yes. point.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not the host of this show.
Right.
We are the producers. But, you know, we had to kind of,
right.
you know, we were invited to kind of say a bit. But I want you to really talk about
what this is going to be like.
And okay. how it started from somewhere. I mean, talk about SFX.
What? I know.
Yeah.
Well.
And that whole golden nugget.
SFX, this year, September 1st, will be the fifth year that we've had SFX. And what's really exciting is that as we started, we wanted to put all the creatives in the creative industry on the platform. We have 192 people now on the platform, and they are amazing people because they got to be doing something in order for me to have them on that platform. And so we have actors, actresses, we have models, we have producers, filmmakers, we've got animators. Ooh, I love my animators. We got CGI, we've got sound sound tech. We've got musicians. We've got dancers. We've got people that know how to play the drums, mm-hmm. know how to play the piano. We've got MCs. Oh, we got everybody on that thing.
Yeah.
And we got money on that thing, too. But they tend to be quiet. I just want to sit here, Sherry, and see how they are. You know, I'm like, okay. But at the end of this, you know, yeah. I expect you to write a check now. So SFX yeah. are all the people that I would want to introduce to Tyler Perry when he come here with the studio. Now, I understand Idris is trying to put something together here. So
yeah.
I need to go and
absolutely.
Hey, PY. Yeah. We need to go and,
They're coming in and it's you know, it's already working. It's been in progress for some time. So, with us hearing about it now, should let you know that the way Idris and his team, you know, handle their business, they've moved past the first step.
they handle the business.
You know, and this is good. We need this, you know, right now, especially here in Ghana. You know, folks are coming here a lot, you know, trying to put, like Idris said, put our money where our mouth is, you know, because it's not all about just coming in during December
and party hardy
and, you know,
what
jump
on
the stage.
After the party? Yeah. What we going to do after the party?
Yeah.
You know, Eleanor's are saying that. So it's good. I see all these folks coming. Charlamagne, everybody's coming in. All these stars, all these artists, musicians, you know, but Chance the Rapper just had one of the biggest concerts we've ever witnessed. You know, we had over 45,000 people in that Independence Square, and the people were still on the streets. So, I mean, that's even like 53,000 people, mm-hmm. you know. So, but after that, what is next? Where are we going? Where are we taking this? Mm. You know, we need to continue, you know, building.
It needs to be sustainable.
It needs to be sustainable.
Sustainable.
It's very, very important.
Training.
Absolutely.
You know, grabbing the our young aspirants.
Right.
That, you know, really need to be mentored.
Yes. But, you know, this is not the only time. People have been coming, like I was saying, James Brown, they've all
been coming. And they have been giving to our young people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They've been mentoring our young people. Yes. African-Americans come here, they're mentoring our young mm-hmm. people
yes.
on a regular. I've been here 27 years.
Yes. You have.
April.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm a citizen. Oh, I didn't tell you.
You did.
Oh, did I?
Hello. We saw it. We read it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, congratulations.
Oh, you should have seen me December
amazing.
22nd.
Yeah.
My face was frozen. Everybody's always saying,
your smile.
Yeah. I was frozen. It was like hurting my cheeks. It was crazy.
No, that's amazing. It's brilliant. It's a long time coming, actually.
Yeah, 26 and years. Yeah. I know. They're like, they're, in fact, some of them looked at me when I went to the, you know, the initial interview, they're like, you ain't a citizen yet.
I know.
I don't remember you inviting me for one of these any time before.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you're probably not born.
We definitely got to cover that. I mean, that whole thing, that's a huge element of returning.
Yes.
You know, citizenship.
So here it is.
Not having it.
Our diaspora are also bringing our story, because that's a story we don't know.
Mm.
You know, we know we ended at the door of no return. Ain't nobody know what going on over there. They mm-hmm. didn't know what happened. They didn't know that, you know, Jamaica, man, that out of many one people,
mm-hmm.
that's where they put all the rebellious, you know, Caribbean people in that island. That's why you can't, you know, these folks are crazy. You know, mm-hmm. they be jumping, they be doing their thing, they be, that's the revolution.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The evolution. Did you say, yeah, man?
Yes, yeah, man.
he's so funny.
Yeah, it just reminded me of, like, our Bob Marley and his birthday last week, and you know how much he gave in his messaging.
Everything.
And we did a whole little feature on that. There's going to be more guests, more conversation, more enlightenment, more sharing of Black Our Story, right?
Excellent. The next guest I want to have is the founder of the Pan-African Heritage Museum.
I've got
to have Kojo Yanka here to
absolutely.
Talk about that amazing project and how that's a part of our legacy. We can't sit up here and say we got a story when we ain't got a place to put the story.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's so much actually happening this year. I'm not going to reveal everything at once. Ooh. But
there's secrets.
This is, yeah, no, I mean, the whole story thing is, right. It's going to be story after story. Let's just give the Black Heart Story Festival the last boost.
Amen.
Okay.
Invite people back next week and so they can learn more. And we'll have Kojo in the hot seat.
Absolutely.
And a lot more after that. But just like, let's just do our hype.
Amen.
Come.
Well, next I'll week. Let you do it. Because,
well,
you know.
Before we even get, well, as part of the hype, if you don't know about Ijula, please go on every social media platform and type IJULA Ijula. That's where the event is happening, 25th, 26th of this month, next weekend. You cannot miss this. Shout outs to Chichi and Desmond. You know, they're also our partners in doing this event. And Ijula is the place to be. It's a creative space where you can come, co-work, you can learn and tell your story at the same time. And look, I'll be moderating the youth forum on Sunday. I cannot wait to do this. If you're not there on Saturday,
you have missed.
Exactly. And on Sunday, trust me, you have to catch us next year. How many months is that away from?
Oh my gosh, 12 months?
This
would not be good for anybody to miss this.
Right. Yeah. And it's a free event.
It's all happening. And I'm really excited. I'm going to come on Sunday because we've got another one of Africa's kings gracing Ghana next week.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Who's this kid?
It is PLO, Professor PLO.
Oh.
Patrick Lumumba.
Oh.
Yes. And nice. He's going to be in Ghana. And so we're doing the whole follow-up thing. And Africa Global Radio have got an exclusive.
Awesome.
And what the really nice thing is, he's going up to the north. It's all about the north and youth. Yeah. Wow. So he's only literally passing through Accra and hopping on another plane.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So, but I'm coming back on the Sunday, but my team will be representing. So it's all about Black Heart Story.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we're going to have a good time.
And I'm sure there's some people you want to thank before we go.
Yes. Actually, I want to thank, Chichi. And Desmond Wayeti. Chichi is an amazing woman. She has put together the programming, actually the way things are going to logistically work out. Desmond, they've given us our space because Ijula is their space.
Exactly.
We have Rhyme Sony is going to be doing the spoken word.
Yes.
We have a lot of different folks coming as speakers.
Yes.
But I kind of want to talk about them next week.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to mess up anything.
And give it too much. Out.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much out. I want the nuggets, you know, some nuggets, bro.
The nuggets, my darling. Yes.
If you give out the gold bars, ain't nobody coming.
Exactly.
They got their bar. It's not like I'm talking about Gallum Say over here, but
that's another conversation.
You know how I feel about that.
And that's a deep one. Yeah.
I'm Sherry Thompson, Mama Lou, aka Mama Lou, and I'm excited about just being a part of your life. We're telling our story because it's from our perspective. It's our experience. It's us. Peace.
I'm black. I'm African. What responsibilities do I hold to Africa?
This is an Africa Global Radio production.